Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Hope you had a great 4th of July, and we're going to be joined today by two guests. Tom Sweeney is going to join us from La Crosse, Wisconsin, the former council member, with an excellent article he wrote, and we have an update on what's going on in La Crosse. And then we're going to be joined by Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Many of us, of course, are aware of the very tragic slaughter and massacre in Illinois, Highland Park, Illinois, over the weekend. And very tragic, and we want to get to that with Mike Hammond, because apparently everything was done right, you know? Everything was done right, but there you go. It still happened, because wait a minute, the hearts of men are increasingly evil above all else. Who can know them, right? So we're gonna of course, take guns from the law-abiding citizens. And, of course, there's a quote by Stalin I put up today at worldviewreport.com. The easiest way to gain control of the population is to carry out acts of terror. The public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. That's a quote attributed to Joseph Stalin. If you go over to worldviewtimes.com, let me get there myself. All right, go over to worldviewtimes.com. I have a brand new article up there today by my next guest, Tom Sweeney. It's entitled, La Crosse Bans the Constitution, Creates a Police State. And we'll tell you why and what this is all about right now with my guest, Tom Sweeney. Tom, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. So, Tom, tell me, just for maybe those who don't remember, who didn't join us, always got new people joining us, tell us, you're a former La Crosse City Council member, and you guys were battling an ordinance that basically would shut down parental authority, freedom of religion, church, Bible counselors, pastors, from saying anything really against the LGBTQ agenda to a young person, correct?
Well, the concept, I guess, is a poorly termed term called conversion therapy, where apparently some people believe that they're born the way they are, has nothing to do with how God made them. And so if that's what they believe and somebody says, well, the Bible says this, apparently that's called conversion therapy. You're trying to convert somebody from what they believe. Sexuality-wise, and the city of La Crosse has passed an ordinance. It would have gone into effect last Sunday, I believe, banning any counseling that does anything that says you can't talk to persons about their sexuality.
And so you wrote an excellent article that we posted at worldviewtimes.com. For all those of you who want to get it, tweet it, Facebook, email, text, Twitter, Getter, whatever platform you're on, by Tom Sweeney, former member of La Crosse City Council. It's entitled, La Crosse Bans the Constitution, Creates a Police State. La Crosse Bans the Constitution, creates a police state. Let me read from it and have Tom comment along the way. Here's what he wrote.
Before you do that,
yeah.
Can I, the La Crosse, that was a letter to the editor of the La Crosse Tribune, and they made one change to it, and it was La Crosse violates the Constitution, which is probably a little more accurate. They didn't ban the entire Constitution. However, they did violate it. And the only reason I put La Crosse bans the Constitution is because the ordinance that they passed was banning, you know, private conversations and religious beliefs and those type of things they were talking about. So I want to give them, you know, kudos for being able to make that one little simple change. So let's go forward from there if we could.
Well, I'm actually shocked they published it.
Okay.
I mean, aren't you? Weren't you shocked they published it?
We were pleasantly surprised that they did. But, you know, the other thing I think people want to do in that realm is they like to be able to keep a really good fire burning, you know, so that they'll sell subscriptions, right?
Right. Yeah. Controversy sells. All right. Here's what you wrote. I'm going to stop along the way and have you comment. You wrote, the La Crosse City Council approved an ordinance to ban private and confidential conversations when they voted to ban conversion therapy. Let's stop right there, first sentence, because they're banning those private, confidential conversations that could be between an adult and their child, a parent and their child, a parishioner who brings their teenage, underage 18-year-old to their pastor or Bible counselor. How then would these private, confidential conversations be found out? Does the ordinance encourage snitches?
I'm not so sure that the ordinance does, but it does have the enforcement of the ordinance if it's enforceable by people who want to enforce it. But if you'll notice at the end of my article, and maybe you'll get to it, is one of the council members, and I believe she was the one that introduced the legislation, indicated all kinds of things to the point of, you find out about this, investigate it, you know, learn out more about it, find out if it's really happening, and the police are here to help.
Wow. Well, that's why you have police state in there. Okay, so you go on to say, in doing so, they have violated the Constitution of the United States. This ordinance bans certain conversations, even though they may be private and confidential. Think about that. How would you feel about the government snooping in on your private conversations and penalize you if you say the wrong, quote, wrong thing? With this ban on private and confidential conversations, what might be next? So you may not care about this, but this one. I like this line. You may not care about this one, but unless they're stopped, sooner or later, they will reach something you do care about. And how many of us would be left to stand up with you on your concern? That kind of reminds me of that old quote by Martin Niemöller from fighting the Nazis with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You know, I wasn't a communist, so when they came for the communists, you know, et cetera, and then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. Kind of reminds me of that quote, Tom.
Well, I was reminded of that, too, and I didn't know the exact quote or how to find it, and I was in a hurry, and I wrote what I did, knowing that those types of things had been said in the past before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You continue. Next question. How many of you knew that the city was considering this ban on free speech along with violating other First Amendment protections of freedom of religion and the free exercise of religion? This also violates the right of the people to assemble and associate freely. The government is now telling you how to raise your child or children. Are you okay with that? While this ordinance bans constitutionally protected rights mentioned above, it establishes protections for those who would, quote, counsel, end quote, your children in sexuality you disagree with. The hypocrisy is palatable. Well, that is, again, clearly in the ordinance. We read it on the air, Tom, so you're 100% correct. It is so hypocritical. So you cannot talk to your child about thinking he's a girl or your daughter thinking she's a boy. You can't counsel them against that, but if you want to encourage their transition, you can do that. The government's okay with that, but not the latter.
And they even put it in the ordinance.
Yep. Among others, the school district of La Crosse signed on to support the ban on the constitutional protected rights. I would ask the school district, is the Constitution being taught in the school district of La Crosse? I would say it's probably not, other than very cursory. I would implore the school board, and if they are, they're teaching it's a living, breathing document that changes. Society evolves, morals evolve, the law evolves. I would implore the school board to find out and make sure that it is. Upon finding out about what the city has done, a group of concerned people drafted a letter to the mayor. It organized a rally outside City Hall asking Mayor Reynolds to veto the ordinance. Past ordinances automatically go into effect 24 hours after publication. They do not require the mayor to sign. Though he indicated he signed the ordinance on Monday, it did not cause it to go into effect any sooner. The media made mention that, quote, it was too late, end quote, which was not the case. The mayor had until 5 p.m. on the Tuesday after the council voted to veto the ordinance. In a statement regarding vetoing this ordinance, he said it was, quote, not a consideration, end quote. So I'm wondering if considering the Constitution slipped past him. I'm going to read that again. So I'm wondering if considering the Constitution slipped past him. Not only may the Constitution have slipped past the mayor, it may have slipped past council members also. The June 11, 2022 La Crosse Tribune printed from council member Keel, going forward, Keel said it would be important to let the community know this practice is no longer allowed and to educate the public, especially parents and youth, on what exactly conversion therapy is. Quote, if you hear of something like this, then question it. Look into it. The police department is here to help and see if it's against the ordinance, this ordinance, end quote, Keel said. The quote, then you conclude, this reminds us of the brown shirts of Nazi Germany of the 1930s. Quote, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, end quote, quoting a Spanish political philosopher. You know, I know that's who is this member Keel? Tell me about this person.
I don't know enough about her. I just know that that's what the Tribune printed. I haven't been following the council too much, but when this came up, I said this is a total violation of the Constitution. I couldn't sit back and let it go on.
So, Tom, are you retired military?
I'm retired Navy reservist, yes.
Okay. So this is now going on in 14 cities throughout Wisconsin. We also have today at worldviewreport.com, Wisconsin Dem calls U.S. founding awful. Quote, we should commit ourselves to doing everything we can to repair the harm, end quote, says Mandela Barnes. I guess he's a Wisconsin Democrat Senate candidate.
He's also the lieutenant governor, the current lieutenant governor.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So with all that's going on in your great state, and we love the state of Wisconsin. We love the people of Wisconsin. Our network is headquartered there. We cover the state of Wisconsin. We've been to Wisconsin for many, many years. I think the majority of people in Wisconsin disagree with what's happening. But I guess my question to you is, as a guy that's clearly seeing what's happening, calling it out for what it is, has a military background as you do, are you at any point thinking to yourself, okay, I got to get outside, you know, I don't want to be caught behind enemy lines. If this is lining up to go as it seems to be in our country, at what point do you say, I'm out of here, I'm off to Florida or some Tennessee or some other state?
No, I've got too many roots here and business and things like that. But it hasn't escaped my mind over the last, 10 years or so. I heard Belize is really nice.
So it has at least entered your mind, how am I going to survive here?
I'm here to do what I do, and we're going to the coalition that we're building here is going to fight this. And the more the people that learn about it, the more they're going to get on board with it. I'm finding out more and more that our opposition is heavy and strong in this area. But the point I wanted to make is that even though people intrinsically know it's wrong to do certain things that are wrong, because people intrinsically know right from wrong, but they know they're wrong, and for some segment of the population, the more wrong you are, the more of a resume enhancement it is.
Absolutely. All right, I want to come back, wrap it up with you, and talk about what you think is going to happen in regards to the pastors. Have the pastors started waking up? Are you going to start seeing more constitutional conservatives independents. I mean, this is, really should be a bipartisan issue. I think there are a lot of Reagan Democrats, a lot of Blue Dog Democrats, as they've been called, Republicans on both. You know, there'd be some Republicans that agree with this.
Oh, and there's plenty of other religious people out there, too, that are not Catholic or Christian or whatever else.
Okay, hold right there. We'll be right back. We'll wrap it up with Tom. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brennan House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman. Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, if you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Lots of new articles and stuff up at worldviewtimes.com. I'm interviewing Carrie Madej, Dr. Carrie Madej, at 3 o'clock Central Time. Bring that broadcast to you tonight. I was going to interview her over the weekend, but she was feeling a little under the weather, and obviously, for obvious reasons, after she survived a single-engine plane crash that about killed her. So we're recording, pre-recording with her this afternoon to bring to you later tonight, Dr. Carrie Madej. Joining me now is Tom Sweeney. He is a former council member, former military official, officer with U.S. Navy, and we're wrapping up our conversation about his excellent article that has been carried in the paper in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and we have it now at worldviewtimes.com. If you want to tweet it, text it, email, Facebook, Gitter, whatever platform you use, and it's an excellent article, and it's titled, I think, very accurately, La Crosse Bans the Constitution, Creates a Police State, and the final sentence pretty much verifies that, does it not? When a city council member said, quote, if you hear of something like this, then question it. Look into it. The police department is here to help and see if it's against this ordinance, end quote. Tom, when are your next elections for city council?
Next council will be up in April. And what the way it's broken up is there's 13 council members plus the mayor. And half the council is up every 2 years. So it's a four-year term. Every 2 years, half the council is up. So we have basically the north side of the city is one election cycle. The south side of the city is another election cycle. So half the council can be replaced every 2 years. And one of those cycles, it's the mayor, all goes in with that also. So April will be the next one.
So how much did this ordinance pass by?
Well, actually, they say it passed 6-4, but the thing is it had one of the yes votes been a voting present or abstaining, it would have been a 5-4 vote, and they needed 6 to pass. They needed the majority of the council members present, and they needed 6 votes. So if they would have voted 5-5, the mayor could have broken the tie. However, if one of the council members just would have voted present or I abstain, it would have been 5-4, no tie. The mayor does not break the tie.
Mm. So all you need is a few people with common sense and constitutional values on your city council, this would have stopped. Just a couple more.
Right.
Okay. So maybe that's the challenge, folks. I don't care what party you're from. Maybe you don't even run on party in your city, do you?
Well, what I think they need to run on is find out who violated their oath of office, because their oath of office indicates that they will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they did not do that. When they voted for this, they blatantly violated the Constitution, and that's what candidates should be, simply running against people that voted for this, to simply say, you don't even know what your oath is.
That's right. And by the way, I don't know what you can do to take away their bond, but there's a movement out there we've interviewed people about where you go after their bond. If there's damage done by their vote, and let's say a local church sues the city council for $100 million and starts suing individual city council members, once it exceeds their bond, they, as I understand it from having interviewed people that are behind this movement, that city council member becomes responsible for what's outside of their insurance. So maybe it's time to start filing lawsuits and going after their bond.
That's very interesting. We are our coalition, by the way, we have a name for our coalition now too, and a website, and working on Facebook and so forth, and have a domain name and all that. We've been looking at all kinds of avenues of what's our best way to continue here, what's our best avenue of approach to going after this. And now you've just thrown in another something or other that we could even be looking at.
I will email you the organization. There's a lady that set this whole thing up. They're doing this all across the country to people who are violating their oath, and they explain in great detail the legal ramifications. Logan, if you can even tell me the name of that organization, we can tell our audience before the hour's over. I guess they're having great success, and this is scaring the living daylights out of people, because now all of a sudden they can become on the hook personally for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Well, in addition to the thing that needs to go forward from this is to enable other communities that already have this ordinance in effect, and those that are considering it, there's a groundswell. We had the rally on the day that the mayor could have vetoed the ordinance, and the radio, one of the radio reporters interviewed me, and I don't even know, as he was walking away, and I don't know if his tape recorder was still on or not, I said, they may have just awoken a sleeping giant.
Well, they have. I think they absolutely have, because, again, I think this crosses party lines. I think there's a lot of people out there that may be rather liberal socially. Logan, come help me here. There may be people out there who are liberal socially, but reality is they want their parental authority and their religious liberty and their freedom of speech intact.
And everybody else's too.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Tom, we're going to keep you posted on what's going on. Or you keep us posted on what's going on, all right?
Yes, very good.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. All right, for those watching by television, the cat studio door just got left open. The cat came on the desk. Logan tried to chase her off, and we just had a scurrying across the desk multiple times. So there you go. I don't know why they leave the studio door open, but it gets left open and the studio cat comes in. That's one thing we don't have to worry about with Delta. She does not jump up on the studio desk. She stays off the studio desk. The cat, it's becoming a rather common thing. Anyway, so there you go for TV people. You got more footage. I guess we'll have to put that on our social media platforms every time that happens. All right, we're going to be joined by Mike Hammond with Gun Owners of America. Everybody knows about the tragic shooting that just took place in Highland Park, Illinois. And but do you know this? Let me see if I can bring it up on my website here. I looked up today some stuff. I was thinking, is that a Jewish community? How is that a lot of Jews that live in Highland Park? And what I found today was that, in fact, there had been some flyers, some anti-Semitic flyers that went all over the city earlier this year. So we're gonna do some more digging into if there's any anti-Semitism behind this. Here's a headline. Second Highland Park victim ID'd as dedicated Jewish congregant. Here it is. Highland Park, Illinois, had an anti-Semitic incident earlier this year. This is NBC News. They report the community of Highland Park, Illinois, had a recent incident of anti-Semitic hate speech. In April, police said flyers appeared in the area and surrounding communities on Yom HaShoah, the Day of Holocaust Remembrance. NBC Chicago reported at the time. Highland Park police pledged to work with other suburban police departments and the FBI to investigate, according to NBC. The city issued a statement condemning anti-Semitism in response to the incident. The gunman that opened fire from a rooftop at the community's July 4th parade, killing at least six and injuring 38 others, was taken into custody Monday, and they don't have a positive motive. Highland Park is known as a heavily Jewish suburb, more than 25 miles outside of Chicago. So we don't know what the motivation was, but that is interesting that NBC is bringing that up as well. I'm telling you right now, this is why more and more people are getting, not that this can't happen in small towns, but this is why more and more people are getting out of major cities. They're moving out. Many, many people now are starting to avoid anything where there's crowds. And unfortunately, I think this kind of thing is going to increase. I am not convinced that the FBI probably wasn't behind it. That's my opinion, and I have every right to believe it because that's how corrupt and evil and disgusting the FBI is. They are absolutely the kind of people that would be behind this, the new FBI versus the old FBI. We have articles of a father having to get court orders to try to stop the FBI from recruiting his schizophrenic son, if I remember correctly, the mental diagnosis, trying to recruit him as some kind of right-wing bomber. I still don't know what's going on in Uvalde, Texas, how a poor kid has that many thousands of dollars in guns and ammo. The point I'm making is they always seem to find some people that are just absolutely unhinged. You say, well, these are the kind of people that do this, Brandon, unhinged people. Yeah, but notice how they're unhinged and are so young. Oh, it's all the video games. It's the psychotropic drugs. Maybe that's all true, too. But could it be that these are just very, very easily controlled and manipulated people that are led to believe they're actually playing a video game? I don't know how they do this, but we do know that MK Ultra is a real thing. We do know that the FBI has been caught trying to recruit and recruiting people. We know the FBI was largely behind January 6th. We know the FBI was largely behind the so-called kidnapping plot of the Michigan governor. So this, to me, automatically ought to question everybody to say, I wonder what the FBI has to do with this. Because all of this is seeming just way too convenient for this Marxist regime now in power. Joining me now is Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America. Mike, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, let's go bring paraphernalia that people can wear.
Well, they are talking about that. There's someone says that. We'll see where that goes.
Well, yeah, you can give me a cut of every hat you sell.
That's right, that's right.
All America will be saying, let's go, Brandon.
Well, maybe they'll tune in and hear more truth and hear more Mike Hammond, right?
Yeah, hear more truth.
So tell me, Mike, this is disturbing. So how is this going to play into their narrative when with red flag laws? Even the mayor's admitted this was bought legally. So tell me your thoughts on this. How is this going to be used?
Well, I said when the Buffalo shooting happened, I said probably on this program, I predicted it. I predicted that because the New York Times, incidentally, which is a real recruiter, the New York Times was spending the next 3 weeks publishing this guy's manifesto. There are dozens, and I said dozens, of unhinged young men out there who are looking at this coverage and saying to themselves, aha, this is how I get my 15 minutes of fame.
Right.
And lo and behold, after Uvalde, and the shooter there, whose name I won't use, studied with great interest the details of the attention given to previous shooters. The shooter in Tulsa, the shooters in Chattanooga, the shooters in Philadelphia. After everything I predicted has come true, lo and behold, this guy comes out of the woodwork he looks like his picture actually was on the front page of the newspaper. He looks like he was on Nickelodeon and someone dropped neon goo on top of him, and it permeated his face, neck, and skin.
He's full of tattoos, isn't he?
Yeah, it didn't surprise you. He had done drawings showing, depicting himself as shooting up schools. You'd think that would have been a hint of shooting up police cars. You'd think that would be a hint. And, of course, Illinois has a red flag law, like New York did, which Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's not the brightest person in the world, but he certainly is brighter than John Cornyn and Lindsey Graham, whom he bludgeoned into passing gun control, which would absolutely do no good, except it would cut into the Second Amendment.
Hold right there. Hold right there. Mike Hammond, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We'll be right back with more analysis, including, surprise, he was on the radar of the police. Always are. Always are. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we're originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks, so be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. So here's a headline coming today right now out of Daily Mail. Gunman was dressed as girl. Huh! Gunman was dressed as girl. But yeah, because you know those transgenders are just so mentally stable. Highland Park gunman dressed as girl to hide in plain sight after killing six people, evading cops for 8 hours in his mom's car with two legally purchased rifles. Cops probe link between July 4th shooting and his obsession with numbers 4 and 7. Huh. He had, I guess, they're showing a picture of 47 tattooed on the side of his head, and he had 47 supposedly on his car. Anyway, who knows? Maybe this is all more distraction from what's really the story here. Joining me is Mike Hammond of Gun Owners of America's website, gunowners.org, gunowners.org. So tell me more thoughts on what you think of this situation, because red flag laws are in place in Illinois, are they not? Are they not?
They are. Virtually all of the nonsense, the stiff background checks, all the stuff which was enacted at federal law to slice up the Second Amendment even more, virtually all of it was in place in Illinois, did absolutely no good whatsoever. What might have done some good is he came to the attention of the police. He was known by the police and the FBI. If one of those times that he presumably had engaged in a felony, like the Parkland shooter, the police had actually charged him with a felony, he would have legally, under federal law, been prohibited from purchasing a gun. And so the new laws, which the Democrats have succeeded in bludgeoning the Republicans into passing, did absolutely no good. The laws on the books of the states, which have been on the books for 100 years, probably would have done some good. And what would have done the most good is if the newspapers had stopped placing the pictures of all these mass killings and their names on the first page.
Yeah. Well, look at this headline, Town Hall. Highland Park shooter was known to law enforcement. Highland Park shooter was known to law enforcement. That's always the case, isn't it?
As were virtually all of them.
Of course.
The Parkland shooter, I mean, they went to his house called him to the office 100 times. If you couldn't basically charge this guy with a felony in 1 of 100 times, you're not going to get a red flag order. All that you're going to do is succeed in turning America. The police have the authority.
You dumped that, right?
At the behest of outraged ex to come to your house in the middle of the night with a SWAT team, confiscate your guns, and maybe kill you.
Yeah, and here's the headline, or the article at townhall.com. He was known to law enforcement. How many times are we going to hear that regarding a mass shooting? He had mental health problems going back to middle school. He declined additional resources to seek help as his parents chose to homeschool him. He had reported social media presence, and it was highly disturbing. Apparently, he was a rapper, and he had quite a following. But here, again, I'm just going to speculate, because they can do an awful lot with this tragic situation. They can now start deeming more and more people mentally ill, and that'll, of course, maybe actually grab some people that have serious problems that need to be, you know, looked into to not do the things that are being done. But we're going to become kind of like the old Soviet Union. Anyone that doesn't toe the line, they're mentally ill. Okay, yeah. That's how they dealt with political opposition. They're mentally ill.
Yeah, the Soviets were very good at using the mental system,
yes,
as the Gulag Archipelago, the mechanism for taking controversial political figures and stowing them away where they couldn't let their views be known in public.
So they can use the mental health thing to have us all evaluate.
Yeah, it's the Soviet system.
It's already underway. I mean, you got Psychological Association, American Psychological Association, talking about male, masculine toxicity, or whatever they want to call it, is a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Toxic masculinity, all this. And then they go on to say, and his parents chose to homeschool him. So here's an opportunity again. They can skin a lot of fish with this one. Any other thoughts related to this case? Because I'm also reading today that Schumer only needs a couple more votes. Here we go. No, I guess that's not it. But I did read today all he needs is a couple more votes and he can
abolish the filibuster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, for the time being, he wants to abolish the filibuster with respect to Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. And for the time being, Manchin and Sinema, two of his Democrats, are opposed to doing that for that issue. The filibuster, I mean, is and always has been dangerously and precariously teetering on the edge. I remember back in 2004 and 2005 when conservatives wanted to do away with the filibuster because they thought it would help them get Roberts on the Supreme Court. And wasn't that a real gift?
Yeah, he's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
he?
He's just the gift. If I hadn't basically spent a lot of effort to try to stop Merrick Garland from being confirmed to the Supreme Court as a, quote, pro-gunner, close quote, then if Garland had been the court, imagine what Roberts would have done under those circumstances with respect to Roe versus Wade, with respect to guns, with respect to EPA, with respect to any of these things. I mean, Roberts would be David Souter if Merrick Garland had been on the court rather than Neil Gorsuch.
And who wanted to put him on the court? Which president?
Well, at least initially, in 2004, the Republicans and the conservative Republicans wanted to do away with the filibuster in order to put the wonderful John Roberts on the court.
And then, but what president wanted Garland on there?
Garland was nominated by Barack Obama, but at some point they were the people like Mark Winkler, I think, of UCLA Law School, was writing in USA Today that Merrick Garland was pro-gun and he was moderate and he was wonderful and so on and so forth. Gun Owners of America started a campaign saying Merrick Garland has voted wrong on every gun issue that he's ever ruled on. He's horrible on guns. We led the campaign to oppose Garland's nomination, and as a result, Neil Gorsuch got his seat rather than Garland. I think it was probably one of the better things I recently did, because had Garland been on the court as opposed to Neil Gorsuch, we're pretty sure that Roberts would have gone south on every issue that the court has dealt with in the last few weeks.
Okay, so if he was appointed, did they have to pull his – see, I don't remember all this. I mean, I'm sure at the time it was reporting on it. But did they have to pull his nomination at what point, at some point, and what did they say it was over?
They just – well, they never said it was over. They just let it sit there and allowed a campaign against Garland's confirmation to continue.
That's right.
So when Trump got elected, he nominated Neil Gorsuch, and Neil Gorsuch consistently has voted right on all of these issues. If Garland had been in there and had been voting wrong, then Roberts would have voted wrong, and none of the benefits that we have gotten on Roe versus Wade, on the EPA, on guns, on prayer in schools, on anything else, all that would be down the tubes.
That's right. March 16, 2016, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Associate Justice Supreme Court of the United States to succeed Antonin Scalia, who had died 1 month earlier. At the time of his nomination, Garland was the Chief Judge of the United States Appeals Court for the District of Columbia. That's right. So then we went into the election cycle, and that's at least when Mitch McConnell refused to entertain that.
Well, a stopped clock is right once a day, and that's about how often Mitch McConnell has been right.
You want to stay for some phone calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 1-800-347-9829. Phone lines open on any of the topics we've discussed today. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. By the way, don't forget that our Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up the middle of October with a ton of keynote speakers live in person. Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Leo Holman, Dr. Peter McCullough, who have a brand new interview with Dr. Peter McCullough up on my website, actually, at WVWTV.com. Karen Kingston, Patrick Wood, Terry Turchie, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI. He'll be speaking about the old FBI versus the new communist-controlled FBI. Dr. Lee Merritt, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Andy Woods, all the details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We sold out last year, and it looks like that's going to happen again this year. So general seating and priority seating available, all the details at WVWTVstore.com. Just click on either general seating or priority seating for more details. It'll tell you the dates, speakers, the resort phone number, the code to make your resort reservations to get the group discount, all that at WVWTVstore.com. Before we go back to the phone lines, here's another headline I've linked over at WorldviewTimes.com. So while the Biden regime wants to take away your guns, the Biden administration just made it easier for terrorists to enter the United States. Lawmakers, former officials say change will let Iran terrorists come to the U.S. The Biden administration altered federal law to make it easier for individuals who have worked with designated terrorist groups to legally enter the United States. The state and Homeland Security departments last week amended federal immigration laws to allow foreigners who provide, quote, insignificant material support, end quote, to designated terrorist groups to receive, quote, immigration benefits or other status, end quote, according to the policy published in the Federal Register. Examples of individuals who would fall into the new category, according to announcement, include individuals who provided, quote, humanitarian assistance, end quote, or routine or, quote, routine commercial transactions, end quote, to terror groups. So terrorists are getting a free entry into the U.S. The southern border is open. They're negotiating with Iran. They're looking to take the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, some of their lower-ranking members at this time, off the terrorist watch list. And they're trying to destroy our military, giving a more deadly COVID shot to the military. They're purging the military of any patriots. So they're completely cleaning out our military, disarming the American people, and an invasion is underway.
Hasn't a former Iranian citizen just shot up a major European capital?
In Oslo, right?
Oslo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a 42-year-old Iranian expatriate who didn't like homosexuals, who decided that he was going to kill a lot of them.
Yep. So I think we are clearly not only in a civil war already, and it in some ways is going hot, because they've already shot and killed a bunch of people this weekend at a predominantly suburban town. People out celebrating the 4th of July. See, that would be what? Oh, people who are patriotic. So basically, the Civil War has started. They're killing patriots. They're killing patriotic Americans, which, by the way, we used to be able to say that pretty much of all Americans, regardless of party. They stood up at the ball game, took off their hat, put their hand over the heart, and we had the national anthem. And we all agreed that this was good. So they just chose to kill a bunch of patriots. The Civil War has started. In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. the Federal Reserve, and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, well, it's in my documentary, Siege, the clear and present dangers pushing America to the brink of a Marxist-Islamic revolution, civil war, World War III, and globalism. Right there, December 2019. It's 6 hours. You can watch an hour for free at siegethemovie.com. Back in December 2019, I said we were moving towards civil war. We said actually in the documentary, civil war was already underway. It was not a hot civil war yet, but no doubt a civil war. I believe July 4th, 2022, the Civil War just went hot. The powers that be, and you cannot convince me this man acted alone because of the long history of our intelligence deep state community doing stuff like this, from killing a president, John F. Kennedy, to January 6th, to Michigan and that case, to recruiting mentally disturbed people, as a father said and came out in a press conference the FBI was trying to do. So I think in my opinion, I could be 100% wrong, my opinion, the government's probably behind this, or the deep state. They know what they're doing, and they just declared civil war on patriots at a parade. So I believe July 4, 2022 should go down officially, sadly, as the day the civil war in America just went hot. It was a civil war, but no shooting really had started. Now it's gone hot. Your comments, please, Mr. Mike Hammond.
There have been plenty of shootings. The Civil War has, in many respects, been very hot, and it has been a civil war which has been pushed on by the major American media for the purpose of achieving political gain.
Well, wasn't it just, when was it the guy ran down a bunch of people in Wisconsin at a parade? When was that? That was Christmas. Okay, so Christmas, people celebrating Christmas, the birth of Christ. Now people in Illinois getting run down celebrating patriotism, America, July 4th. Interesting the targets they're picking.
Mm.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Kristen, line one. Kristen, thanks for calling in. Kristen.
Hi, Brandon, you have to forgive me. I came in the middle when the gentleman from, was he a representative from La Crosse? I'm from Wisconsin.
He's a former, Tom Sweeney is a former city council member in La Crosse.
Okay, I need to contact, but I need to make contact if I'm able. But this is going to affect, you're saying that would affect parents?
Yes.
Not being able to, okay, that's what I was trying to discern.
The ordinance is written that any person, they cannot consult anyone under 18 against this. So a parent is a person. So
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is unfathomable to me. Okay, I can't, yeah. All righty then. Thank you again so much for the information.
Thank you. Line three, Steve from Baraboo. Steve, thanks for calling from Baraboo, Wisconsin today, Steve.
Yeah,
hey, Steve.
I think a good example of what happens at city government is some years ago our governor passed an act that allowed for archery hunting within city limits, right? Archery hunting for deer within city limits. And a lot of these municipalities have large swaths of vacant land, and so it's not as dangerous a proposition as opponents to that would seem. But the city of Baraboo, the city attorney, had an ordinance on the books that was in violation of that governor's act. And when I contacted about them to let them know, his response was, "We don't care. We're not changing it." Well, in my instance, I was able to reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, who is a higher authority, who did the arm twisting to make the city council change their ordinance. And so I think it's instructional for Mr. Sweeney up there is that he's going to have to bring in somebody with deeper pockets and more power to do the arm twisting. And Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is a great organization to assist in things.
You know, I think you bankrupt the city of La Crosse with as many lawsuits as you can pile on top. That's my opinion. Just keep their corporate and government attorneys so busy, you just bankrupt the city with lawsuits. That's my opinion.
It's standard law that a city in a state or a town or a municipality or a county is a wholly controlled subsidiary of that state.
So the point is what?
So the point is that basically the law of the state governs as opposed to a law of the city which offers to contravene it.
Mm. Let's go to Jim. Jim from Wisconsin, line four. Jim, go right ahead, Jim.
Hi. Yes, I have some few things to say about this situation in La Crosse. I go to church in La Crosse, and a particular pastor was made aware of this ruling coming down the city council, and the response was they can ban whatever they want. What confuses me is the same pastor had stood against the banning of the Ten Commandments in that city, and it stood against the banning of prayer in the city council meetings. So I'm saying, people, we got to pray for our pastors that they get a backbone, that they're consistent, and they stand against this as well.
So my question would be, what has happened in this pastor's life from the time he was standing up for what was right and good and just to now? What has happened in his life that can be used, if anything, against him, so he wants to stay quiet and in the shadows?
I don't know if he was aware of the situation, so that was just his knee-jerk reaction. That's all I can think of right
well,
now.
But didn't you tell him, when you told him what it was, that was still his response?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Well, so that you was, made him aware of the situation, and that was still his response.
Right.
Right. Well, that's very
and
telling.
And the YMCA in that town is against this conversion therapy as well. And YMCA, what does that stand for? Young Men's Christian Association or whatever they...
Young Men's Christian Association of America.
Yeah,
but I understand the WYMCA, according to one report, was supporting it.
The conversion against supporting...
No,
the
women's, the WYMCA was for it, and you're telling me the YMCA, so the women's group was for it, the Young Men's Christian Association's against it.
They're for against this conversion therapy. Mm-hmm. They were for the ordinance.
So make sure you're on the same page. You're saying the YMCA is against the ordinance.
Yeah. The YMCA was for the ordinance.
Oh, for it. Well, okay. Okay, the YMCA
yes,
was
they
for
were against
it.
Conversion therapy.
Okay, well, we were hearing that the WYMCA was for it as well. So that means both of those groups
yes.
are with it. Okay, all right.
Right.
We're on the same page now. Okay, thank you for your call, Jim. Let's go to Emmanuel from California, Sacramento, California. Emmanuel, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I want to thank you for all that you do, Brandon and Mike Lindell. God bless you.
Thank you.
Guys. I have a question for the gentleman that you have on the on your show.
Yes.
Regarding an issue out here in California. In my younger years, I had been detained.
Okay, you got about 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds for our show goes off the air.
So basically, it's an assault, and then I cleared it and went to send a letter to DOJ, and I still can't purchase a firearm.
Okay, quick response. Something you did was
youth. Talk to Gun Owners of California in Sacramento and see if they can help you get your legal remedy.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Mike. GunOwners.org is his website. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Thanks for watching and listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.